When Aaron dies, it says, "Vayivkut Aaron Shloshim Yom Kol Beit Yisrael," that everybody, all the Jewish people, cried for him for 30 days. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, it does not say Kol Beit Yisrael. It's only some. So Rashi points out that perhaps the reason is that by Aaron, both men and women felt the loss, and because they felt the loss, they all cried for him. Why? Because Aaron was an Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom. He made peace between man and wife. And therefore, they all felt it. So that's one possibility. But I want to share with you two other answers. The Meshech Chachma says that Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol dies, what ends up happening is anybody who committed murder, the Shogeg, who was in the Ir Miklat, would go free. When Aaron's presence existed for those 40 years in the desert, there was never a person that killed the Shogeg in the schus of Aaron. And as a result, when Aaron died, all the people cried. There was not one person that said, "Oh, thank God, he got thee. I went free." And that's the second answer. The third answer given by the Pnei HaTorah is that when Moshe died, there were people that sat there and said, "I think I have a shot at being the leader." And so when Moshe died, there were people that were upset because they thought they'd have a shot, and Yeshua got it. And there was a taste of frustration and a bit of disappointment. But Aaron, not so. When Aaron died, everybody recognized that it was Kohen Gadol's son becomes it. There was nobody that was disappointed because everybody knew who the next one in line was. An interesting possibility on all three of those. Have a great day.